Winters in Rochester can be long, but some locals are finding interesting ways to get outside during the cold months. WXXI's Veronica Volk has this story about a winter lake surfer.
I meet up with Arulian Boucher-Pillon on the jetty at Seabreeze Pier. The first thing he does is scan the water.
Yeah, if you don't mind, I just want to see just for myself right there. And then you tell me where you want us to do,
okay, perfect. What
you want to do. I will just listen to you.
Okay.
Pillon is checking to see if the conditions are right for surfing. Even in the dead of winter, he can sometimes be spotted just offshore, surfing Lake Ontario.
Obviously, the main reason is you have to do the best with where you live.
Pillon is not from Rochester. You can probably tell by the accent. But he's one of many who have made Rochester their home. And he's an advocate for all its potential from a winter sport perspective.
I tried to do a challenge of surfing Lake Ontario, and then going snowboarding, and then surfing a river, and then skateboarding within the same day, and I did, and it was quite fun. And the idea was just to see, hey, there's so much to do. How people can complain, you know?
Pillon says he was always interested in surfing, and is used to having to make do with less than ideal conditions.
When I was around 12 years old, 10, 12 years old, it was always a dream of mine. I lived far from the ocean, so I surf on my bed, on my pillow. I always imagined my pillow was a surfboard and then I was in the wave.
When he was older, he moved closer to the water and says he's been able to surf in countries all over the world. But the Great Lakes are a unique environment, and some of the best surfing conditions are often in the worst weather.
Lake Ontario, most of the time, is cold. And we get wave when we get wind, and we get big winds when it's cold. So the surfing is good when it's cold. And actually, it's a very spiritual experience. It's a challenge, and it's very highly demanding in your, you know, in your mental and your body. But when you do it, it's just so worth it.
Pillon says searching for good surfing weather on a lake can be frustrating. The wind is always changing, weather reports can be wrong, and sometimes you drive for hours only to find yourself disappointed by the current changing direction. On this day, too much ice is formed on the shore for him to be able to get into the water. But every once in a while, you strike gold.
If you catch a good wave, it's so worth it. I mean, to surf in general, it's just freedom. To surf in a cold lake, in a winter, in a storm, I would say it's magical.
Pillon is a real advocate for winter surfing, especially now, when COVID-19 restrictions have changed the way people live their daily lives.
Yeah, we have a long winter. And then the pandemic, I think, have attracted people to go outside and to stretch their comfort zone and to realize what they have.
And unlike Hawaii, Costa Rica, and Fiji, Lake Ontario has something that nowhere else has.
I can talk to you right now and look at the lake, and there's nobody else. And there's nowhere in the world where you can find that. You and I and the ducks, there's nobody else in there. I mean, you need to be like a duck. Look at those. They're not cold. They're having fun. I think they want to talk to you, actually. They can tell you more about the lake than I can, actually, probably.
Veronica Volk, WXXI News.